Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tanner Beamer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We preview a Senate Ag Committee hearing on cattle markets in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep. I want it to read, tough on aphids, easy on ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's going to sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
The Senate Agriculture Committee has planned a hearing on cattle markets and transparency of those markets later today in our nation's capital. Tanner Beamer, Director of Market Regulatory Policy for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says a meeting ahead of that hearing was held in Kansas City, laying some of the groundwork for the likely conversation today.
There was a workshop that was in Kansas City with a bunch of ag economists that were tasked by the Office of the Chief Economist at USDA with looking at cattle markets issues specifically, basically just providing some insight into what we saw in the markets over the last two very volatile years. I think it's pretty important to point out that there was consensus among everyone in the room that there is no such thing as a one-size-fits-all approach. There is no such thing as a silver bullet solution to these myriad issues that we are facing in the industry.
Participants in that meeting agreed on several keys to today's cattle market.
We know that we need to see more price discovery. We know that the main contributor to price discovery is negotiated transactions of fed cattle. We also know that there is a processing capacity shortage when it comes to beef production. There's a pinch point in our supply chain, and that's at the packing sector. And in order for us to gain more leverage back from the packer in these fed cattle negotiations, there need to be more hooks available to process the current supplies that we have of fed cattle. Now, there's still some COVID influences that are leading to some backlogs there, but we are, for the most part, through the woods in terms of where we're at in currency at the feedlot sector. But that is even more indicative of the need to increase that hook space. What we're seeing right now, though, is an accentuated version of that problem because not all of the plants are operating at 100% capacity. A lot of that has to do with access to and retention of a labor force. And so there are a lot of challenges facing the industry, and there's been a lot of movement on top of that. You know, a market only works when everybody is playing by the same rules, and there's a Justice Department investigation ongoing into the meatpacking sector, trying to determine, you know, just what happened in the aftermath of the Tyson fire and the COVID-19 pandemic. What was everybody playing by the same rules? Was there any sort of anti-competitive behavior or exertion of market power? And we haven't seen the results of that Justice Department investigation yet. So there's been a lot of activity on Capitol Hill surrounding that investigation and calls from members of Congress for the Attorney General and his team to conclude that investigation in a timely manner and then publicly report those findings.
The conversation from that meeting likely to spill over into this hearing set for this afternoon in Washington.
What we do expect to happen is an exploration of some of the things that came out of that meeting in Kansas City, you know, a discussion of processing capacity and price discovery, and to the extent to which those two things speak to an overall environment of profitability for cattle producers. I think you can also expect to see somewhat of a conversation between the witnesses and the senators on the committee regarding the host of cattle market related bills that have been introduced in the Senate. You've got two members of the Ag Committee in the Senate that have introduced legislation, Senator Fisher's Cattle Market Transparency Act, and then Senator Grassley, who has introduced what is commonly referred to as 5014. to our knowledge, this hearing was not called as a legislative hearing to examine those two pieces of legislation. I think it's more so that the committee can hear directly from some of these ag economists and some of these cattle producers and get their perspective on the market writ large. But I would imagine that those two pieces of legislation will be featured front and center in a lot of the questions that are asked and in a lot of the statements that are made by members of the committee.
Tanner Beamer of NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, June 24th, live from Emporia, Kansas. It's the Tall Grass Auction. Then put on your calendars, 5th through the 9th of July is Week in the Rockies for 2021, live and direct from Loveland, Colorado. As always, you can find out more information about these sales and other information for on Superior Livestock at SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 1-800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.